I really just thought about something. Let's see. So, like,
what just happened?
I don't know, but nobody's gonna watch this because everybody's been going live today, bored in the fucking house. So I don't think nobody's gonna watch it because they're gonna be like, oh, Justin going live like the rest of these bitches, and they ain't gonna want to watch this shit, which is fine. Just go listen to it when
you
it
know
drops.
It's a lot of people downloading TikToks and thinking they.
Yeah, TikTok is. I bet they happy right now. TikTok really
getting all the traffic.
Yeah, because niggas can't watch basketball now, so they gotta do shit with their stupid ass daughters.
Gotta know your girlfriend's favorite color.
Yeah, you gotta know your kids, like for real.
Okay.
I can't see you moving your body.
Yeah.
Somebody said you can't go first.
You said that.
Nah, you can't go last because we can still see you in the back of the line. Anyway, I'm sorry. Yeah. All right, damn, the fuck. Okay, if you're angry.
There's people out there that never died before.
There are people dying that's never died before.
Whatever you said.
Yeah.
If you get rid of these student loans, my president is orange.
Word to Donald J. Trump and the J. Stanford genius.
Yeah. Who said that? Delroy on it? No, somebody said that somebody shit today. I saw it. It was on Delroy's set. I was like, that's a good one.
Oh.
I saw a meme today. It had him like when he was throwing the paper towels like this. They said, I bet you wish his ass is doing it now. Like,
hey, look, Trump sent me about fire ass, man. I'm macking down to the socks, you heard? Like,
yeah, you realize it's going to be taxable income, right?
It's not going to be taxable income.
Why not?
They gonna tax the relief money they sending to you?
I feel like they would.
No, they not. What's gonna happen is when you file your taxes next year, they gonna take that shit back. That's all. So you might owe money next year, just depending on how this shit play out.
Because it'll be taxed.
But they're not gonna tax the bailout money.
No, what I'm saying is like you're saying what I said.
Oh yeah.
You are. Like it, they're gonna use it as taxable income. So I'm saying it's gonna be a part of the income that you made. Yeah.
Okay.
Either way,
file exempt.
Where my boy came through. He brought me tissue. I'm back, baby. Hey, look, you better go get... I barely made it to get ground beef yesterday. Like, you better go every day.
Hey, if you day. Need me, DM me and cash at me.
And suck his dick, men or women.
It's just a chance to get you live, man.
With that pressure.
What it is, episode 50.
50.
God damn.
We getting so close to a year, man.
Episode 50.
We made it. Far. Like, 50. We haven't made it yet, but we made it far.
50.
Uh-huh. Bro, the only reason we ain't do every week is because we took breaks waiting on Derek.
And now...
Now he's stuck.
So, show must go on.
So, in case people didn't know, Derek is in the military. He's been deployed for the last almost 6 months, and he just got word that his date to come back got pushed from... mid-April to mid-July, fucking with the Rona. So,
well, he in Germany, though. He in the heart of that shit.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if coronavirus was a person...
It's Derek.
It would be D-Black.
Derek do look like... like, if you looked in a microscope... And to look...
You call this nigga a germ.
Yeah. He just looked like a germ. SARS. Yeah. Which is some, yeah, they got a SARS version of the corona, right?
Yeah, yeah, which is what this is.
That's
what this COVID-19, is. Yeah, it's an off, like,
some brand. Like,
yeah. Not off
brand. It's the equate version. The great value version?
Oh, great man. Value.
Yeah.
This shit's serious, though, is it? Is it serious?
I don't know if it's serious.
It's getting that blown out. It's serious to the point where, because we don't want it to spread, but it is. Being overblown.
They're treating it like it's the Black Plague or something.
Yeah, so it could be.
Only y'all stupid ass grandmas is dying from it.
Yeah, only old people are dying that their immune system is already like...
They got AIDS. Nah, let me stop, because that's not fucking funny. I apologize. But seriously, like, if your immune system is... like, if it's trash, you can get it. Or, no, anybody can get it, but it's only going to affect
your chances
people
of recovering is slim.
Right.
For
right.
Old people. Yeah. Everybody else recovering.
Fuck Rudy Gobert.
80%.
Yeah, chalk this one up.
Rudy Gobert really fucked the NBA up for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, rest in peace. This is Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant got it.
A lot of celebrities have it.
Idris got it?
Yeah, he seen that video right here where he found out. He was like, ah, shit.
Ah, shit. you see the video where he was telling... he was telling people his wife was just on his shoulder. I said, this bitch don't sit down.
I think what it was is he was beyond the point of like being contagious. Uh-huh. But that's the only thing that made sense to me.
Yeah. But I was reading up on it. It said you can get it and your body will heal itself in about 14 days. Most people. Yeah. Not counting the old people. Mm-hmm. Or the people with weak immune systems.
Yeah, 85% of people who contracted it only had flu-like symptoms or no symptoms, and that's it.
But there's almost 11,000 cases in the U.S. right now and only 150 casualties.
Yeah. I feel like if everybody went and got tested, 90% of people would
have AIDS.
I saw a post the other day. It said no corona, but they had hepatitis A, C, HIV,
all of it.
But they ain't got that wrong. That's all that matters.
That's
all
that's important right now.
Nah, all that's important to people is fucking tissue, and I don't fucking understand. Is it because they gonna shit more, or they just
is that a symptom, diarrhea?
I don't think so.
I don't get it either, because all the Irish spring just still on the fucking
little dirty bitch. Yeah.
I don't get it.
But I think it's... So my thing is, I think they're thinking they're going to be in the house more, so they want to, you know, be ready to have doo-doo paper in case they shitting. But you ain't going to shit more than you have been.
The man told me that coffee filters are just as soft as tissue.
They are, though. I ain't never wiped my ass with it, but they feel soft.
I mean,
take it out. Hey, look, if I got to do what I got to do, shit, I'm from the hood, baby. I've been through some shit. You know what I'm saying?
You been to Bourbon Street? They say you do everything out there on Bourbon Street.
Like what?
Use a bathroom. Everything.
Use a bathroom. Stay nasty. But now this shit's crazy. So let's just say you stuck in the house. Let's say they quarantined us for 2 weeks. You can't leave the house. What's the three? Let's say the five things you want to have in the house with you that you can't live without.
Yeah,
it's
MJ first.
I'm gonna ask MJ first. I feel like your shit is gonna be interesting.
No, I feel like his is gonna be interesting. I
just feel like MJ first wants his dick.
Mine.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I'd be stuck with my dick. Like,
you see this. MJ
sent his soft dick on the internet, and I still can't get over that. Every week. Seriously though, what's some things you really?
I don't know.
You feel like you can't live without? Like if you were quarantined, you couldn't live without?
I don't know.
Your beard oil. That's just water, huh?
Yeah.
Plus,
occasionally. I'm not sure.
That shit get built up right here. It don't look good. Trust me.
Huh?
Talking about that pussy, that, you know, they be creamy.
You don't wash it out and you save it for later.
Nah, it depends on what I'm doing.
I don't know, man. I honestly don't know.
You don't know what you like?
Because I don't
spend, got no snack.
So I don't spend. So I go to work, come home, go to the gym, come back home, eat, and go to sleep. That's all I do.
So you need a Bowflex in that bitch.
I need a Bowflex. I don't need no Bowflex.
you don't got snacks you eat or something?
I don't eat no junk food. Like I eat like raisins and stuff like that.
I'm starting to judge my nigga.
I'm for real.
Raisins.
I eat niggas like
eat prunes.
Trail mix you and shitty. Stuff like that. Yeah,
that's why you got so much tissue. You a shitty nigga.
I hooked raisins. You up.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Three rolls. I needed that.
They gonna be gone tomorrow.
No, little bro, I shit four times this morning. Like that shit was bad. Diarrhea, baby. Chizzy.
Rona.
Nah, I really don't got.
I
can't cook. Yeah, and no. I be trying to cook. And then the next morning, I be all fucked up. But nah, so like, what about you?
Like, I'm gonna think though.
Yeah, what about you, Chizzy?
You said five things.
Yeah,
that's a lot of things though. You don't do five things in the house. You literally don't. You play the game. You sleep.
So
jack off.
So I need that, my porn. So my phone, the game. I need popcorn. I've fallen back in love with popcorn over the like past year.
Open up them sweetest fish.
I just bought them yesterday. So I need something sweet. Like if something sweet, now I want something sweet with a person, it's me.
Yeah, we know.
Nah, it's Chizzo over here. Yeah, and I would say I would need probably, bro, like
You got your phone, so you got your internet. See, it's hard to name five things. You stretch yeah. with that sweets and popcorn.
Nah, I really do need popcorn. I'm mad I ain't got that now.
I done seen you 500 times in my life, and not once have I seen you eat popcorn.
I eat it before I go to bed. Wake up.
Nigga crummy.
Yeah. I be waking up and shit my beer, all that shit.
I bet you can't be quarantined with no woman.
That's the one thing I have to leave off the list. I can't have my bitch in the crib.
I wish I never met her.
Cause I already know we're going to break up as soon as that quarantine lifted. I'll probably try to kick out then and like let the niggas in the hazmat suits come get her. Like, I can't, bro. Like, is your lady one of the five?
Yeah.
I feel like you. I think it's only because okay, I put you on the spot.
Go ahead.
Nah, what can you keep?
I mean, poisson.
You mean poisson?
Yeah.
Nah,
I do need vagina.
So you need vagina at the house, now what? What else? You eat.
Pussy.
No, outside of conventional stuff, besides food and stuff, no, it's like, it's hard.
How much weed you need?
Yeah, I think about that debate. Yeah, I told the plug I'm gonna need an ounce.
No, I might need
for 14 it. Days, I'm
a quarter pound.
But look, as long as I have, I hate to sound like this, but I'm gonna need my cell phone with internet. I am
because you need to know what's going on. Yeah, right, huh?
So I got some food, got electricity.
What if the electricity go out? Fuck.
Good.
I can just see that house stinking now.
That ain't either.
Windows.
Cause I'm gonna put her outside.
You gonna put her outside?
Yeah, so
yeah. That's about you. Sweating. But nah, it's one of the things, bro. Like, I really hope it doesn't come to that. Cause like even like my job is making accommodations where we close early, we start late, and we're not open on Sundays. My old job, fuck them, but they closed all together. You can't eat nowhere.
So how, okay, your old job closed, like, how are they, paying their people, or,
mm-hmm.
Oh, they're still paying them?
Mm-hmm. Because technically they're still salaried employees.
As much money as Verizon charges in goddamn bills.
They mm-hmm. need to be.
Yeah, talking about pay here online. Nigga, no, Trump said don't pay y'all shit.
I could have sworn they said they won't disconnect people's shit anyway.
Yeah, pay online here.
No.
You,
as if I went to the store to pay my bill.
Right.
Like, shut your goof ass.
Get your goof ass.
Tell you. Talking about laying
say, fuck them kids.
But yeah, right. Like, so we were talking before, like, this is about to get not safe out here. It's about to get dangerous.
And like, I want y'all to explain that for me, like, because I feel safe out here.
Chad, you want to go first?
So, it's people's natural reaction to want to do the wrong thing first. Be honest, Justin. Your boss at work tell you to do something in the back of your head, like, fuck, nah, I ain't doing that. But the way you respond is, yes, ma'am. No problem. Yeah, like, your natural, reaction is to want to rebel.
Have you seen that ass? But I get what you're saying. Yeah.
Like, so you text MJ all the time, like, yo, you need to stop at the store and pick up some chasing. You can just feel his response. Like, this nigga want to say, go fuck y'all.
It's them green bubbles, bro.
It is. You know what I mean? So,
but now I get what you're saying. Yeah.
So what's going to happen is, let's say, all right, they declare national lockdown. You know, all non-essential, essential being first responders only, or people heading towards a health facility.
Right.
You know what I mean? They can see that as an opportunity to go rob the Family Dollar, to go rob the food line, to go rob the sneaker store, to go rob, you know, the fucking furniture store. Niggas are gonna loot, bro. That's one of the first things people do when places get put in a state of emergency.
So many niggas gonna get shot too.
Exactly. And what's gonna happen, niggas, is gonna be trying to kick niggas' front doors in. It's gonna be chaotic, bro. It's There's gonna be chaos, and y'all wondering why niggas is lined up at the gun store for ammo. Niggas gotta protect home front, bro.
It's the daggone. So y'all know where I work.
The world's coming to an end.
Y'all know where I work. Purge. It's about to purge.
That's it.
We gonna purge ourselves.
MJ, your book of Revelations talks about this.
It does. On the
I can see you the first nigga that goes south.
But for real though, like it's so the supply is very limited.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people. So let's just say, hey Justin, you need something to eat. You ain't got nothing at the house. You go to the store, and the very last pack of whatever you about to get, somebody pick it up. Some old lady pick it up. Mm-hmm. And you ain't ate in I don't know how long. What you gonna do?
She fucked.
Exactly. She exactly. People's
I'm fucking for that pack of hot dogs.
People's instincts are to survive, whether it's good or bad. Right. They're gonna do what they gotta do to survive.
Especially if there's kids involved.
If it's kids involved. I put a limit on stuff that people need, and I'm getting cussed out. Only thing, they finding ways to get around it. Well, I can't do nothing about it. So when they start expanding our parameters to cover all the loopholes you think you're going to do, they're just going to start walking out. They're going to, you try to stop them. Hey, I dare you. They're going to come in, rob us, all that stuff. So it's going to get dangerous. That's why I tell people, you get what you get when you see it and go home.
Yeah, I can see them now stealing off on you.
I ain't stopping nobody.
That's what I was about to say. Please don't. Like, not saying you ain't tough, but I just, like, because you at work. You know what I mean?
It's not worth it. Like,
yeah.
You think, bro. $14 worth of steak? You steal it? Okay. I'm going to just put in this report. They walked out with it. What'd you do? Let them go.
Well, like, I think it's like, I ain't going to say it's a law, but you can't chase after nobody.
No, right? I can't. I'll get fired.
Yeah. You can.
Immediately.
I seen one bitch, like, it was at one of them stores. I forgot what store it was. She it was in a mall, and she fought a motherfucker, like, trying to run out. Like,
dummy.
Yeah.
And she probably got fired.
the Lowe's in Durham, like, niggas just drive off with lawnmowers all the time.
Hey, somebody say you got chicken at your store.
Tell them to inbox me. And I'll let you inbox know him. In the morning. I get there at 6 o'clock.
And you get there at 6 a.m. All that. It's Kim. She don't really matter.
Yeah.
I'm playing Kim. Anyway.
She don't want no chicken.
She don't. I know she don't. I don't even think she can cook. Can she cook?
I don't know.
Anyway, back to what we were talking about.
COVID-19.
Somebody stole a lawnmower in Lowe's for real.
Yeah, bro.
They steal everything.
Niggas went out there and put a whole jump box on the motherfucking brand and ran off, bro. Like,
bro, when we was in Liz, niggas used to steal the grills out front.
Really?
Yeah, I know somebody who stole one.
Yeah.
I already know who it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Chicken so fire.
It's better on the stolen grill.
Gilchrist. I think so.
Gilchrist.
It just got that natural season.
Free.
That natural flavor. Yeah,
free.
It's stolen.
Free flavor. Tag still on. But yeah, man. Be safe out here for real.
So do me a favor, Chizzy, because somebody just asked in the comments, like, what's the process of getting a gun? Because you're like the only one with one at this table. I just know how to shoot them.
So there's two types of permit you can have. You can have a gun permit, which is the sole purpose of that is for home protection.
Right.
Right? I mean, the process of that is you apply with your local sheriff's department. I mean, they're going to do a little background check, and you get a permit. Typically, it's like $5 or $10. You can use that permit to purchase a handgun. In the state of North Carolina, if you're 18 or older, you can go buy a rifle or a shotgun without a permit. Mm-hmm. You can just go to the store and buy one. Most places ain't going to sell you one without a permit. But you really can. Like, if you go to Walmart, they don't give a fuck about all that. You can go buy a shotgun at Walmart. Mm-hmm. As far as a concealed, each county is different. So for Wake and Durham County, which was similar, you take the concealed carry, a state-approved concealed carry class. Most places do a 1 day class like 7 a.m. to like 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. Some places do a 2 day class Saturday and Sunday, you know, like 4.5 hours each day. You get that, you do your little shoot, you do your test, your written test, and your shooting test. It's pretty easy. Nobody fails as long as you can read. You won't fail. You take that. You
got to read out loud.
No.
I feel like you can't. We've seen you list the topics and stumble, but yeah. Anyway.
I mean, you do your county application, yeah. Take it to the sheriff's department along with your certificate from your concealed carry class, and in most places, within 3 to 6 months, they'll call you. So you can get your shit.
Yeah, because my whole family just strapped up and they got permits. Yeah. So, I mean.
And if you don't have a concealed permit, if you did have a gun permit with the ability to buy a handgun, it's an open carry state.
Mm-hmm.
So you can holster the shit on your hip as long as it's visible.
And as long as they don't have
if you're driving, if you got it in your car, you keep it on your dashboard.
Nigga walked in so strapped up in my store.
Right. You see it all the time.
A white dude, he had all his guns visible.
You know why, right? Because of where you work at.
Yeah, he ain't want that smoke.
No, they didn't want no smoke with him.
If he would have walked around back, his guns would have made it back in the store. He wouldn't.
Yeah. He, because you work like where.
Bro, that's like many Compton.
Yeah, Mini City, baby. There used to be what was it like? What was that record store that used to be out there? I can't think of the name of it. But all the little hood rappers used to be up in there.
Selling their joints.
Yeah, because my cousin Myth Bleek in there. Speaking of Myth Bleek, somebody said 50 Cent was better than Jay-Z. And it blew my fucking mind. Cause he
listened to this podcast?
I don't know. I'm going to send him the link when it dropped because I can't fucking believe the audacity.
The unmitigated goal.
He also said that that Power was bigger than the Rock Nation brunch. Nigga.
Nobody liked the ending of Power. Like, literally.
I like the ending. I just didn't like the 5 episodes up to that. I like one episode of them 5 episodes. Other than the last one. Tommy's episode. I did kind of like Dre episode.
I like What's Face episode.
Who?
What's
Angela? You say pause, I'll punch you in your shit. Hell no. That was easily the worst episode.
I like how she
I take it back. Yeah.
No, Tate was the worst episode.
Nah,
because he got boxed. So,
not that
you a horny nigga.
I am, but I like the whole when they had Cedric and his son and that little dynamic did it for me because they finally explained why Cedric didn't take a fat ass to just sleep on the episode. But really, 50 Cent though,
bruh,
Jay-Z not the greatest rapper ever. Seriously. I know you love Drake, but
it's
like
a lot
seriously.
Of people that don't think Jay-Z is the greatest rapper. I mean, I'm not gonna hold them, but if he ain't in your mentions, if you can't, you have to debate that he is or is not. You don't have
top three.
He's top
that's
one.
Good.
But
that's
okay.
Good enough.
Who's your top three then?
Drake, Roddy Ricch,
Jay-Z.
Oh boy, it's probably honestly like
as long as you don't say Andre 3000, I'm tired of the credit he gets.
Drake, Big, Jay-Z.
And you know what? As a Biggie fan, like I just can't do it.
The only reason why you put him...
He didn't have longevity.
Just a longevity.
He didn't have
enough. The nigga died, bro.
Ain't my problem.
You gotta grade him at the point he died.
Yeah, which I get. But that's just like... people put Big L up there. Like, I ain't never heard a Big L song. You know what I mean? I've heard like one, but...
Yeah.
Somebody had an argument for Wayne, and
I'm not going to take it.
But that's because you hate Wayne, but it made sense. And I was like, I said, to me, only ones I feel like you can argue with Jay-Z is Wayne and Kanye. Maybe Drake. So.
Why would you argue Wayne, though? It's because of his mixtape?
Wayne had a run for like 10 years where it was just like crazy.
That would be the same as 50. And he sold more records than everybody in that same time frame.
No, he did.
He did.
10 years? It was from 2003 to 2007, bro.
2003 to 2007, he sold 30 million records. Nobody else sold that much.
I don't believe that.
You can look it up. Google
I know,
it.
I can't right now because I'm alive, but yeah, I don't
somebody
believe that.
Somebody Google it. His first album went and sold 14 million copies.
It didn't in the U.S. It sold
don't
like
matter.
8 million or
worldwide.
Something like that. Yeah.
It was 10 million in the U.S.
But either way. He wasn't even the best rapper in his crew.
He wasn't. He wasn't even third best.
He was third best.
He was.
He was better than Buck.
He wasn't better than Game.
It was Game. Listening back, he was better than Banks too.
All right. Well, next topic.
He
made better songs than Banks.
He
never rapped better than Banks.
But I'm saying collectively as a rapper, he was better than him. Like if you
want to add everything, songs and hooks and singing. And all that stuff.
Like, only he had was lyrical bit. But anyway, a bitch that looked like Lloyd Banks with a finger wave, I saw on Twitter, said, went as a woman, or I guess you can call her a woman, that she can't have a nigga that has a 9-to-5. She need a hustling type of nigga that, what was that bullshit
got,
shit?
Got fast money.
That gets fast money.
Money that's available to her when she asks for it.
So, my thing is, what's so wrong with having a 9-to-5 that, like, we're pretty much out of style?
She said she asked for money on a Monday, and you got to hit her with the, I don't get my check till Friday. That's a deal breaker.
Who does she think she is? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
she was probably a trainee.
What killed me is when they said if a dude made $500,000 a year, that ain't good enough.
It's not.
He needs to have a hustler's mentality. Oh, he need to sell drugs or do music on the side, because when I ask for money, it's got to be available right then. I don't know what Megan Thee Stallion got y'all thinking out here.
And she ain't got no fucking money.
And she ain't got no money.
Carl Crawford got all her shit.
Good.
But, like, when did it become cool to be a gold digging hoe? Is it when, like, the Cardi B's and the Meg Thee Stallions and all them, like,
drop? Bald head bitches always been like this. Always.
Right.
Now they got.
They're normalizing it.
Well, yeah, because you have people on the platforms that are pushing, you know, pushing this bullshit.
The Lori Harveys. The what's the bitch named Ari that had her arch on the internet today? Did you see
her?
Yeah.
Top two and she not two.
The arch crazy, yeah. But that's what I'm saying, like, they're normalizing being a rich nigga bitch. You know what I mean?
It's kind of, like, contradictory what they believe in. Because one, I need a nigga that got fast money. And two, I get my own money. Which one is it? You can't, if you're going to be both, that hustler nigga is a dummy if he gives you money.
Somebody said that's the ones you can cheat on. Appreciate you, Chris. It's true.
That's 100% right.
You can cheat on them. Where are they going to go?
Cheating just ain't in my spirit.
This ain't mine. I'm joking.
It's not in my blood.
Cheating ain't in my spirit, but being toxic is definitely in my spirit. I'm, like, being toxic from here on out. Like,
toxic Justin. TJ.
Like, future junior. Or future senior. Like, whatever you're going to call it. Like, that's me. I'm daddy, nigga. The fuck? Like, for real, like, I just need, so just like bitches need to, like, protect themselves, I just gotta protect me and my energy and my spirit. So I feel like being toxic back is the right way.
So if they're not toxic, you won't be.
He's gonna be toxic.
Ron said I was toxic in 2019. I'm gonna see it.
Very.
I was. Yeah. It's funny.
You were angry?
Yeah.
You're an angry dude.
Damn.
Oh, yeah, you're a little angry. A lot of anger.
I talked to my mama today. I said, it's your fault.
Like, your fuse is so short.
And it's longer than it used to be.
I feel like if somebody spelled your last name wrong,
how can you fuck that up?
I'm just saying.
But yes, I'm saying, like, that's why I would piss me off.
Justin, everybody doesn't know you use two C's instead of two CH. Okay, sorry.
I don't know CK, baby.
No CK. Okay. Don't know that.
Yeah, but I'm not toxic, for real. I just think it's funny because these bitches is trash. Like, I feel like there's a lot of women who deserve
to meet you.
Toxicity.
To meet a Justin. Every woman needs to meet a Justin.
I feel like, because honestly, when you meet me, your life gets better.
You know,
maybe
what?
Not with me.
Hey, no, me and him talked about it. Like, yo, you be making wives out here.
Yeah. They meet me, I leave them, and next thing you know,
they marry
or they're in a loving relationship. So they don't
leave you, you leave them.
More than likely.
Pretty much.
When I leave the house and they say bye, babe, I'll be like, little do they know.
I hear the way you talk to women, though. So you can't kick me this bullshit,
bro. That's the toxicity. That's the game he runs.
It's to protect myself. You
can't kick me that I'm hard. Yeah, I'm hard.
Like, I'm not.
So what is he? I gotta find my way back.
No, I'm more like.
I've seen you cry a little, bitch. What you mean?
I don't remember that.
What's his name? Yeah, I'm gonna get you back.
I haven't cried over no woman.
Yeah. You pulled over on the side of the road. You told us.
Yeah, that was like in 2014.
So niggas punching walls and shit. I'm like, God damn.
You be making up some shit, boy. That's the other boy. Yeah, that was definitely him.
Yeah.
Now look. And she's in a loving relationship now.
Yeah, that boy flipped his bed and slept on the couch for a week. Like, that's the most embarrassing feeling. When you swipe some shit off the table because you mad.
Yeah.
And don't nobody pick that shit up. And you end up having to pick it up.
Yeah.
You feel foolish.
Because, like, you just wanted attention and nobody gave to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know you've probably told a woman, like, I killed myself if you don't come back.
It's necessary.
And that's what I'm saying.
Reach for the extreme.
But the thing is, then they call your friends.
You stop answering phone calls after that. Yeah, you by 2 hours. Don't respond. Hey,
and
y'all
then
heard from Chad?
Yeah. So then, like, they call you, like, you check on him, he wilding. You call him, like, what's up, bro? Like,
ain't nothing. What you doing?
And I'm like, bro, they, you know, Shawty called me saying, you know, you wilding. Man, ain't shit. Like, yeah, like.
Says you about to kill yourself. Nah, man, I'm chilling.
But now, the scene, like. Nah, for real, like, being toxic is, like. It's not fun. It's just something I need to do. And then, but seriously, it's like,
whiskey nasty as a motherfucker.
Yeah,
who brought this over here?
You did.
Who bought it?
We did. Oh. As a crew, we bought it for Key like a few years.
I see why she left it here.
Yeah, cause she woman. You know who she looked like?
Oh,
Lil Uzi. When did she start doing her shoulders like this? I said that's him.
Yeah,
that's it. But no, what I was going to say is I do make wives out of bitches. They be bitches. Get me, next thing you know,
they're wife.
They're women.
Okay.
Wide up women. Because I'm a lesson. I figured out I'm a lesson. I'm not the prize. I'm the lesson.
I literally went down his whole list and every girl he talked to got somebody else.
Yeah. The only ones that didn't work out for him, they're trash.
Good Lord.
And he's still hitting them. This Chitty Chat.
Yeah, y'all. Look, women hear this podcast and they be like.
And they still inbox you.
You know, but it's crazy because, like, they'll ask me, like, how, like.
And he's just like, you know, I'm just joking up there. You know, yeah. You know, I'm just joking, man. We do that shit for the podcast, man. Oh,
yeah.
Anyway.
What you want? But not, but like you, like I tell them, it's like 75% like true, like because we do joke on each other. Like MJ not gay, not that we know of.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like
and still, Chad not fat,
still up in
Chad
there.
Fat.
Chad fat. Chad is big.
Yeah, my dick kind of little. It ain't all the way
but
little.
We
little.
Know you homosexual.
Do we got proof of that?
No.
Yeah. What's his name said something?
Yeah,
Crunch time
said he threw his draws on the Millennium Tour.
Yeah,
stage.
He was out there
and got that Rona,
cracking that Rona.
Hey, somebody from that concert got it.
You know what pissed me off about that article though? They said the person that was there with the coronavirus had the symptoms at the shit,
but maybe they didn't know.
They sick. They need to
stay
the fuck out.
Like, bro, the shit could appear to be a common cold, bro. Like,
man, fuck that.
Also, could be allergies. I mean,
you pay $200 for a floor ticket, and you have a little bit of sniffle. You
gonna
tell me you ain't going?
I'm going.
You go.
If I was at floor seats in the NBA games,
if I find out I had the coronavirus, And I already paid $200 for them tickets.
You're going.
Everybody fuck. Because I'm going.
I'm going.
Yeah, because I just find everything you got spread.
I'm going to touch everything. Like, some of your shoulders getting bumped.
Yeah. Nah, fuck that. This shit wild.
Oh, man. What else is happening in the world today?
Nothing, bro. Like, it's, the world's just shut down. It's boring, bro.
Stock market going to crash.
It hasn't yet.
I thought it's plummeted.
It's plummeted like a motherfucker.
Bro.
Niggas are losing money out of their 401k left and right.
If you got a 401k, don't check it. You're going to be hurt.
Right. Like, seriously.
You're going to be hurt.
I just started my job, so I only got like $42 in
there. My,
man, they'll match.
Yeah, they match 6%, but it still just ain't.
My boss said he lost $30,000 last Monday and said it so casually. I said,
imagine how long he built a company.
90.
Hmm?
30 years. This be
God 30 damn, years. I thought you said 90.
No, 30 years.
So just imagine. So I know people who was with Verizon for 10 years and their shit was like $150,000. Mm-hmm. So just imagine what his shit was like.
Yeah, his drink crazy. He's like, there's nothing I can do. I was like, all right, I'm glad you got the attitude.
So most companies probably about 20 to 25 years ago, companies like Verizon, IBM, bigger companies back then it wasn't a 401k that they gave.
Pension.
Nah, not even pension. They gave shares.
Shares of the company. Food Line used to do that.
They gave shares. So a lot of these people, especially tenured people, even if they lose money in the 401k, I mean, they'll still probably lose money in shares, but they'll only lose whatever, you know, the share decreases to be.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, so it won't be a complete loss.
It's just crazy how this one little strand. It's not even worse than the flu.
The con flu.
Yeah. What he said, the Chinese virus. That's one ignorant motherfucker,
somebody
man.
Asked him, he said, why you call it the Chinese virus? He said, where did it come from? Nigga got a point.
He brings so much smoke on us that we don't deserve.
We can't say nothing to him because we are the most unpolitically correct, incorrect, whatever. You know what the fuck I'm trying to say. We don't say nothing that's politically correct. How can we be mad at him?
You talking about it's a podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we trash.
Yeah, but we're also not leading the fucking country.
We might be.
You leading the country in obesity. That's about it. The fuck?
Now, why you coming with me like that, bro?
No, because... I'm like, yeah. But no, but seriously, like, he's leading the fucking... Like, he is the face of this country. People... So, like, he say shit like that, and in China, like, you know what? Fuck Riley. Next thing that we bombed the fuck out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's check out Riley just to prove a point.
I live in Durham.
The same shit.
Yeah, we got the most cases of coronavirus in the state.
And AIDS.
So what? You know how I feel about both of them.
I can see you with Magic Sun now.
I can see you looking like Magic Sun now.
Yeah, I got titties. A big dick.
So is he saying that? Yeah.
Nah, you know what? Chad said that's the biggest waste of a big dick ever, and that's still the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Bro, nigga, 6'9", bro.
6'9", 275, bro, dick 12 inches.
Genetically, bro. He is predisposed to be hung, bro. Like, bro, there's no way around it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But,
Hey, who watching in right now? Shout him out.
Shout out to Tay.
Shout out to Javante.
Shout out to Kimmy.
Kim.
Bentley just popped up.
I know Chris Joy on here.
Yeah, he was up there. Shout out to my dog.
Chris Joy, he be tricking. He a tricker.
He wild.
Yeah, just get my man up like
that. Yeah. I give it
this
up.
This is
him just a gun.
This is publicity for him.
Nah, bro. I think he's still with it late.
You know, it's been annoying. So the transition of it, like, getting hot.
Oh, bro, like,
it's supposed to snow Monday.
Yeah, so you wake up. Yeah, you wake up and it's 25 degrees. So you put the jacket on, and then by 11 o'clock it's 82.
Yeah, bro, because like I was hot as fuck today, and I'm still sweaty.
And here's also where the shit gets annoying. When it's cold, it's typically deer season.
Yeah.
Right. So now you out there, you dodging deer, you know, you playing tic-tac-toe out that bit trying to make it home. And now these goddamn horse flies just beating on your shit. Y'all never thought y'all been getting shot at? Like in the summertime when you drive, pee, 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 pee. It's like, goddamn, horse fly hit my shit earlier. I thought it told him. I was right on the goddamn road, bro. I'm like, goddamn,
that's crazy. Same shit. But like, how long y'all think this shit gonna last though? Like, how, like?
So, from my assistant regional director, he said prepare for 8 to 12 weeks.
From today?
From yesterday.
Oh, I mean, from this month?
Wednesday.
That's like Wednesday, June. He told me. That's like June. 8 to 12 weeks. But this y'all, so this ain't annoying to y'all.
You think so?
It's actually pretty exciting.
Let me. So, think about it. Restaurants closed. People gotta cook. Where they gonna come? I'm getting, like, if you need a temp job, also inbox me, because I'm hiring. I'll hire you.
Give him box, whatever he just said.
Yeah, that too.
That, like, somebody said 18 months. Oh, hell no.
Nah,
18
months, all y'all dead.
I've heard, like, right by the end of it, 44% of the United States population will have had the disease.
I think 89% have it right now.
I feel like we even probably have it. Yeah, we just ain't got tested. A lot of people who got it, they don't even show symptoms.
Everybody who gets tested will have it.
That's a weed call, people. Somebody had that pressure in here.
Y'all think I got the wrong?
Yeah. Y'all think they going to enforce martial law?
Can they, though?
Typically, the first step is declaring a state of emergency.
This ain't the first
one. Explain martial law.
So, martial law is where the, essentially, they temporarily eradicate the constitutional laws, the normal law of the land. Like it becomes a fucking dictatorship, is what it is. You stay the fuck in the house, no way around it. You have no rights at this point but to be in your fucking house. In some countries, martial law even go as far as to say you leave your fucking premises. We not putting you in jail. We not asking you to go back in your house. We gonna shoot you.
You know that's when the purge.
Really like you, started. You think? I mean, it leads you to think that this could be, it could be a number of things. Like, I hate to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but
you are.
I'm not. You
Dr. Chumar Johnson.
Dr. Chumar Johnson.
The NBA is still a
this is my brothers and sisters. No, but like you think they're probably trying to do a mass depopulation. They what they're thinking is the world is overpopulated as it sits.
Raleigh is. Get them the fuck out.
What better way to, you know, try to take control of the population than to put out a virus that's going to kill old people?
Jobs do it all the time.
Yeah.
They restructure their companies.
Bro, I hate to say it, bro. I've seen more airplanes in the air at night than I've ever seen before. I just feel like they sprinkling that shit over us. Like, they
crop dust.
Yeah. They just missed us with that shit. Like, for real. Another thing I thought about is,
that's what the pollen is. Yeah, that shit crazy.
Another thing, so, you know how the stock market works, right? Mm-hmm. Remember, we peaked at one point.
Mm-hmm. It was either last year or the year before last.
Right, we peaked. Mm-hmm. What goes up, what?
It must come down.
So, the shit was slowly, you know, so at some points it may have been steady, but over, you know, a good amount of time, it has slowly decreased. Mm-hmm. As always, it's a cycle. The economy will build itself back up.
Right.
I feel like what they're trying to do is they're trying to forego the slow decline over time, crash it now, and let's reset the economy.
And it's an election year too, so it's like.
But they're also saying the election could potentially be pushed back. So can we really tie this into?
Yeah, because people can't go out and vote if they got every shit. But like, it's got to be gone by November. Either goddamn way.
But you just got to think of the flow of things, bro. Like, so many things are getting put at a halt, getting postponed, getting canceled, that are like prerequisites for the election. Are they going to be able to...
The NBA, the draft. Yeah, I got you.
Are they going to be able to, you know, get all that shit figured out by November?
Right.
And it's also pretty dope that the, what was it, the NBA suspends, like, drug testing for marijuana.
NFL yeah. did.
Oh, was it the NFL?
The NFL, they just did, they redid their CBA.
Yeah.
The NBA did, too. Look it up.
Okay, that's cool.
Google it.
Okay, they probably do,
the
yeah.
NFL did it for, like, season long, like...
No, they're doing it. Yeah, they're doing it like period. It's part of their CBA now.
But I think the NBA is just for the man.
So like, let them get high while they going through this.
Some niggas got anxiety.
Like, see Kawhi in and out.
No, niggas JR blazing up that indica right now. Is he in the league?
Hell no.
He played this season.
he just knew he was gonna be on the Lakers.
You see that shit? Nigga was looking at the New York Knicks jersey, said they got my name back. That shit said Smith Jr.
Man, I really
Banner spit talking about, nigga, that's me.
Bro, like, this shit is kind of like fucking my whole life up, bro. Like, imagine like your whole schedule just being thrown off. I don't have no basketball to watch. NFL draft shit like kind of like slowing down because ain't nobody. Like, and then now the NFL just turned upside down. Tom Brady, a goddamn Tampa Bay Buccaneer.
I will say this shit will cause niggas to cheat.
Yeah.
Because now niggas don't have, you know, shit that's going to occupy their time in the home.
Think so?
This is also going to cause niggas to waste more bitches' time or waste more time with these bitches.
Facts.
All you're able to do right now is you know, text like, for single niggas, is text these hoes.
You ever text, like...
Just tell them more lies.
MJ, have you ever, like, text, like... five women at one time just to see what they were doing because you were bored, and then all the five of them text you back around the same time.
And then be like, I don't want to text
none of them. Nah, I don't want to text none of them back.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like being single, bro. Because it's boring, but then it's annoying. Being single is bored and annoying. That's why I hate that you're in a relationship, but I'm proud of you because we have to accommodate you because you're in a relationship. But I get it. Like, I get it. I don't like this single shit for the most part. I can do what I want, but this shit boring as fuck. And it's annoying. And like I said, when
both sides has its pros and its cons.
Andre say, we wish they were them, they wish they were us.
Yeah.
We let they lust for some trim, we lust for some trust. Yeah. That's true, bro. Because, like, I want a down ass bitch. Or whatever Ja Rule said.
And then you want a second one.
Third?
God,
good lord.
I ain't never had a threesome. Only MJ has.
Yeah,
the one
he got his
ass ate. He called it a pretzel. Some shit like that.
Bro, y'all seen that meme?
You ever had one?
Y'all seen that meme?
Is it?
Yes, it's considered a threesome. Yeah, it's two
men running a bit and training our bitches.
You, and whoever you hit, that's a threesome.
Yeah, he's saying you automatically a threesome. That's a good one, actually. Yeah,
well, I seen MJ have a threesome then.
Go ahead.
The bitch was big as me.
Miss Wendy.
I would
saying, hey, she miss us.
Hey, Miss Wendy.
Who Miss Wendy?
Derek's mom.
Derek's mama.
Hey, Miss Wendy.
Don't listen to nothing we say, Miss Wendy.
Nah, she know we fucked up. But but seriously, like, this single shit is, like, during this quarantine, it's going to be easy and hard at the same time. Because, like I said, I can talk to whoever, but, like...
You get annoyed quick. Because
I do.
Single men get annoyed quick.
Not only that, like, so now, as a tricker, I can't take them to a restaurant and go back home. They got to either come here or I got
to
go.
Hey, what's the status you put up?
I said, now they got to come to the crib fucking. I mean, they got to come to the fucking crib. Like, they got to.
You got to.
Young William Shakespeare.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's some poetic.
It is, but, like, it's the truth. Like, and the thing is, I can't cook. So they
got
to
cook?
They got to come fuck. Like, hey, what else they going to do?
Eat a frozen pizza.
Yeah, I mean, I got a Rising Crescent joint on that bitch. It's going to slap once I put that bitch in the oven. But you know what I'm saying, though? Like, what else is people gonna do except fuck? There's so many, it's gonna be so many kids born December in like days. December, like November, December, because it's gonna be some preemies because these people fucked up.
Yeah, because
like,
they out there on doing lane math. And all. Yeah, that
yeah.
Too.
Yeah, math ain't that bad.
Neither is cocaine. Some of it smelled better than.
Yeah, the shit we had the other day smelled
all right. Yeah, was all right.
I don't do coke, y'all.
I thought it was I thought it was carpet fresh. My bad.
Yeah, but
I do have a question though. Like, yeah. You know, not trying to change the mood or
fuck the mood up.
All right. What motivates you? I'm gonna ask. I want Justin to answer first.
It's about to be funny. These bitches.
Nah, these bitches definitely don't motivate me. This might sound like weird, but my future like motivates me because the present trash. Like, you know what I mean? So like everything I do is to make 5 years from now better. Because I can't keep living like this. You know what I mean? Like everything I do is like to make sure like me and then y'all prosper in 2025. Like maybe even before that, like, cause this podcast, it's like I said, we're almost at a year now, and
made a little money off of it.
Made a little bit of money off of it. It's getting listens consistently. People watch us. People know us. But yeah, like everything in my future motivates me, like because I'm tired of my mom and them living in the country in the hood, wanting to get out of there. Like I said, it's the future, man, that motivates me. Your weight loss. MJ hairline. Because I don't want to experience that. Or that. Nah.
Yeah, well,
I've seen you in a tank top. And ever since then, I said, no, I can't do that. But seriously, it's my future. What about you?
I'll take it. I'll go.
Right. You can go?
Yeah. What motivates me is the people around me. So yeah, exactly. Let's just say, so I have the people that I talk to, most of them are doing better than me. And I'm happy for them doing better than me. That makes me wonder, hey, I got to get up to their level. I got to surpass them. And that way, you know, steel sharpens steel type thing. Like, right. I mean, this has, like, really doesn't correlate. But Chad being younger than both of us, he's doing way better than both of us. I have no problem admitting that.
Right.
I'll call him about some financial advice. Like, I know I talked to him at least 4 times this year. Yo, I'm trying to get this house. What I need to do? What loans you do? Blah, blah, blah. What you go through? This is what you need to do. X, Y, Z, X, Y, Z. I wouldn't come to him for exercise. But,
okay.
But, right. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I got friends that are doctors. Did they PhD? All that stuff. I'm like, yo, these, like, I feel embarrassed. I don't want them to feel like they can't celebrate their achievements around me so I won't feel bad.
I know how much money you make. You're not doing bad at all.
I'm not saying
he is
I'm
not doing bad at all.
I'm not man. Saying I'm doing bad.
I know, but I'm just saying, I just want you to know what you're doing, like, it's good.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think I'm doing pretty good, but probably I can always do better. So my motivation is the people around
me. In North Carolina, you're well above average.
And the thing is, he didn't mention me, so it just shows I'm fucked up. Nah, I'm fucking with you. I'm fucking with you.
You know, if I could help you, like, the job you had previous that you walked out on, if I could have paid you more than him, I would have hired you. I told Chad that. I was like, I would have hired Justin, but I can't pay him what last place was paying him.
Yeah. I thought about doing porn, and then I realized my body fucked up.
Boy, it's some SSBBWs out there. I thought
he was about to say, well, you ain't that bad.
Same no, shit.
You all right.
But now, Jeremy was built like Uncle Ruckus.
But yeah, but to piggyback off you, like, it's crazy because like I'm at my mom's house today. I realized you and my sister is like a year apart.
Barely.
Yeah. She didn't even, like, her and my mama didn't know you were like 27. You know what I mean? I said, yeah, I get it. He built 42. He's 27. He's doing very well for himself. Like, we have, like, a great
core. You know what I mean? Like, of friends.
Like, we ignorant, but the people around us, or even us,
yeah,
we're doing great.
Like, people see, like, be around us, and they be like, yeah, what the fuck wrong
y'all
with
y'all? Ignorant. I'm like, I graduated college.
Yeah, but, like, bro, we're probably, like, 3 to 4, like, Derek already sometimes. Like, we're 3 to 4 of the most amazing people to be around.
And the segue off of that.
Yeah, but, like, seriously, like, we're amazing. Like, as individuals, as a group, like, we'll help anybody. We say fucked up things, but can always come to us for anything.
Like, people need to realize, like, we joke on each other, all that good stuff. Get a text.
I asked Chad for $20 one time. He said, I sent you a pizza. I appreciated it, though. I need to do gas money. Yeah. I need to do for gas money.
He said, I sent you a pizza.
Hey, yo.
This thing is hilarious.
Bro. I remember that shit probably in the class.
That's funny,
bro. I legit remember the conversation to be, yo, I'm trying to get something to eat.
But I need you to 20 because I wanted to eat. Yes. Boy, that's your funny as hell.
This nigga here.
Yeah, that's still my motherfucking brother.
No, but the reason I asked y'all that is because I got asked that initially. I couldn't answer it.
Really?
I mean, I'll be honest with you.
You don't like just look at a bill and say, hey, this it.
The reason I couldn't answer it is for a second I was content for a split second. Well, it didn't last long, but for a second I thought, all right, I could chill out for a little bit.
Is it because you felt like you had everything you needed or wanted?
You know what I mean? Like, I felt like everything I planned, you know. All praise to God, it worked out the way I planned it. Mm-hmm. So I kind of like, just kind of dropped my shoulders a little bit. You know, because I tell you, man, when you set a goal for yourself and you feel like you're not reaching that goal, bro, it can be the most frustrating thing ever.
I know.
It really can. Like, you'll be like, man, fuck it.
Yeah.
Fuck it. I could live like this for a little bit. Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing wrong with this or. I'm going to just chill out for a little bit, you know, but I thought about that shit when it got asked to me and, you know, I couldn't answer the fucking question. And then overnight I really started thinking about it. And I was like, I think what motivates me is myself. Bro, I am so,
That's why he sent you that pizza.
Yeah,
I need help. Yeah. I need help. I want somebody to send me that pizza.
No, but like, bro, I'm so hard on myself, bro. I really am. Like, I am.
You're hard on yourself. So do you accept the positive reinforcements? Like, I just said, yeah, you're great, blah, blah, blah. I know you are hard on yourself, and I'm giving you praise. Is that kind of, like, balance it out? Or you like, oh, this nigga just talking?
Well, it's almost like when people say that, the shit just doesn't resonate. it, you know, I don't get that feeling of joy, like, damn, somebody see this shit or recognizes that I'm out here trying to do something. Mm-hmm. Like, the shit though, I appreciate it. I appreciate the comment. Really do. Like, 100% gratitude. But it just doesn't, like, hit, like, the way it, most people think it should hit. And that's because I know I ain't quite where
you want to be.
I want to be, and I just got to keep pushing myself. Like, nobody can give me a better speech than I give myself.
Do you think it's because you're here by yourself? Not here by yourself, but so like me, like my family is like everything
surrounding
me.
Right.
Yeah, and that's what motivates me. Like, no offense, your mom passed, your dad's in Texas, and most of your family's in Jamaica. So it's kind of, yeah, or New York, you know what I'm saying? So do you think, like, being that you're pretty much away from everybody, like you have, you feel like you have to rely on yourself.
Almost compelled, bro.
Yeah, like
because I know ain't nobody gonna be able to come to my rescue in an hour. I mean, besides y'all, we ain't talking about
it. It depends on what's going on. If you suck in a car, you better get the jaws of life. If you fail. My back ain't it. It's gonna have to be MJ. He goes to the gym.
Wait till 4:30 when he's sitting up off the bed like he said he was last week.
Bruh said he can walk with his dick. I said, damn. Damn. Bruh said his dick lift him up. I said, damn. I like that question because like I said, like it's one of those things like you don't think about it until somebody asks it. You know what I mean? Like I already know my family is my driving force, but like sometimes it's big. It's not as big as that. You know what I mean? Like it's simple. Like wake up, go get it, get it. You know what I mean? So life crazy, man. Life is good. You know what I'm saying? You know what bro said?
Yeah, I got a fettuccine.
The greatest nigga alive, Future.
Nah, but. To bring this shit to a fucking end so I can get my social distance from these.
I know, yeah. So, hey, look, stop shaking these motherfuckers' hand, man. I ain't shaking none of their hands when they walked in. Fuck them.
Hey, my nigga Trump said, put your pussy lips on live. He'll give you $1,000.
That check in the mail.
Trump sent me $500. He got it.
You gonna put your pussy lips on live?
Good night.